Yes, sir, please. Give us your name and address, please. Thank you. Just don't touch the mic.
Steve Koenig, I live at 3307 West River Meadows Court.
Hi, good evening.
Just a couple things that I'm aware of. When was this all decided to be put into motion at this particular meeting? That's kind of my question on it. I know that the time frame changed from what I was understanding. Was it done in March?
At the Common Council meeting of March 3rd, 2020, the Common Council authorized the public hearing notice, which resulted in this evening's meeting.
Okay. To understand, where would the fees be going as far as a burden, then, if the school district's not charged for it? Because there's still some sort of charge, I'm assuming, that somebody has to pay for something. The fees are,
if we don't,
they go to someone's salaries?
If we don't charge the fee,
right,
that's school district money. We wouldn't,
right,
know.
I'm saying, well, if the school district's not paying for it, someone actually, where does the fee go? Like, when you collect a fee from someone, is it going for workers in Franklin?
Yeah.
Is it going for?
Mr. Rotzenberg.
Impact fees may only pay for infrastructure costs. So in this case, the city has impact fees for library, police, fire, transportation, water, and sewer. Water and sewer are not under consideration this evening, although the majority of the fee that the school district is asking for an exemption on is water. But to a more point, to your point, so impact fees may not pay for salaries or supplies. It only can pay for pipes in the ground, buildings, infrastructure to support new development.
Okay. So
debt service on the library, debt service on the police station.
Okay.
Debt service on station 3.
So in other words, anything that's not collected, then that would be put on the taxpayers.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So in other words, we're getting more fees added on to our taxes, essentially, if the school district's not being charged for it. To an extent, it's $90,000 lost to the taxpayers.
If I might, Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Rosenberg.
In the early 2000s, the city built the police station and the library station.
Yeah.
Those two programs had significant amount of impact fees associated with them.
Okay.
The development in the city became reduced after the Great Recession of 2007-2008. And the impact fee that was imposed in the early 2000s for those two projects anticipated that those homes would still be built. Because they weren't built, we didn't collect the impact fees for the police and fire in the library, and therefore we had to tax the existing residents for the debt service that was used to build those buildings. When future development occurs and we do collect those impact fees for police and fire, they will then be available back to the city to offset other projects that may come along. So eventually the impact fees will get collected and will pay for those costs. But in the meantime, the taxpayers had to pay the debt service to meet those obligations when they came due.
Okay, I guess that's just my concern, is where those fees are passed on to. And sorry, not used to speaking in public.
I think I understand where you're going. Let me give you the other side of that coin. Mm-hmm. The school district argument is that the taxpayers paid the $90,000, which they did, because that's where that money came from. So either way, the taxpayers are paying that money. And the argument is that it's a double dip if they pay it to the city. That's that side of that argument. The key to impact fees is the word impact. My argument is that a school building that replaces another school building, in essence, has zero impact on the functions that we pay for. That's my argument. That's why I made that short little speech I just did.
Sure.
The new middle school replaced an old middle school. To me, there is no additional impact to the city. Why would we charge them $90,000?
Fair enough. No, I just, questions I had on it. I'm not familiar exactly with city finances. I appreciate that. As a taxpayer, we pay quite a bit living in Franklin for taxes, and it's always going to be a concern. It always seems like we're battling that housing versus commercial side of it, and Franklin's always struggled with that as a big concern. And, you know, we're all concerned about that as taxpayers.
Yep.
And hopefully we can get some more commercial.
Great. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody? Mr. Rotzenberg?
Mr. Mayor, there were two additional comments that came, total of three comments that came to me from the public. One was from the Franklin Public Schools. I think you heard the president of the school board read that resolution into the record. The city also received a public comment from a Mary Yank. She did not give her address, but her comments are as follows. I am respectfully asking that you postpone further discussion of the proposed impact fees on the Franklin School District related to the construction of Forest Park Middle School until after April 6th, when a public hearing could be held. I regularly attend school board meetings, and from what I have learned, this is a misguided and expensive proposition for the taxpayers of Franklin, and that the $90,000 would be much better spent serving our students and teachers in the classroom. Thank you in advance for your thoughtful consideration of this matter. Mary Yank, resident of Franklin for 20 years and parent of three current students. The city also received a public comment from, I'll read it into the record. I, Christy Traxel, believe that the Franklin Public Schools should be exempt from paying, from having to pay any impact fees to the city of Franklin. The money paid by taxpayers for schools should stay within the schools to be used for the schools, the teachers, and the students, not to be paid to the city. In fact, the schools could be receiving money, not paying it. I request that this email be part of the public record for the meeting when 2020 impact fees are decided. Thank you, Christy Traxel, Franklin resident and parent of Franklin Public Schools students. Those are the public comments that I received via email.
Mayor Olson, may I speak, please?
Who is me?
Judy Miller.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Madam Superintendent. Yes, please, Dr. Miller.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the council members for accepting my comments virtually. I apologize for not attending the hearing in person, but I'm doing everything possible right now to keep my family and myself well. My husband's needed at the fire department, and I'm needed to lead Franklin Public Schools. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay. The Franklin Public School District, as a taxing entity authorized by state statute, is requesting that the City of Franklin Common Council revise Section 92.9 of the Municipal Code pertaining to impact fees to extend the same impact fee exemption to public school districts as it does to other taxing entities. As you know, Chapter 92 is, by definition of institutional departments, exempts some impact fees, construction or modifications of improvements to real property by the United States, the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee County, and the city of Franklin. All of these governmental entities, as is the Franklin Public School District. However, the school district is the only one that's not exempted. This is an inequity that needs to be corrected. The impact fees being charged to the city for Forest Park Middle School are also inequitable. Looking at the specific impact fees that the city has asked the school district to pay, it's impossible to imagine that replacing an aging middle school with a new one would cost $90,000. The impact fees being charged by the city include over $30,000 for transportation, although no new roads were needed, $14,000 for fire protection, although the new building, by virtue of the fire protection, materials used in construction, and the design, is much less susceptible to fire than the old building. $26,000 is being charged for law enforcement, although there are no new buildings to respond to, and the district currently pays the cost of a police officer that works in the high school and the middle school. And $18,000 is being charged for water, although the district paid for the water line to the school and pays the cost of water that's used. At the March 3rd Common Council meeting, several council members stated that the public facilities needs assessment and impact fee study conducted by Rueckert and Melke was very much overdue, therefore indicating that the information obtained in the study is of great importance to the city. One such important result of the study is the elimination of the institutional category under which schools fall. In the letter drafted by Edward Maxwell, he states that if the school districts required to pay impact fees, all property owners would pay more since the cost of these fees would be passed on to them via higher school taxes. Rather, the cost should be borne by the specific parties that benefit and who cause or bring about the growth. According to Wisconsin state law, impact fees are intended for entities that cause growth in services and infrastructure. As pointed out by Rueckert and Melke, the school district does not cause growth. It merely is expected to respond to the growth. The question now is, given the known inequities in charging impact fees to schools, the excessive fees being charged to Forest Park Middle School, a school simply replacing an existing school, and the recommendation of a professional study paid for by taxpayers, why would the city still charge the school district $90,000 in impact fees? I would respectfully request that this reason be made known to the families of Franklin Public Schools who already paid impact fees when they moved in and who were levied taxes to build Forest Park and educate their children. On March 3rd, a council member made a comment that the school district needs to balance its budget. Franklin Public Schools have maintained a balanced budget for the last 20-plus years. We have demonstrated fiscal responsibility in using taxpayers' dollars to fund education for students in their community. Given the uncertainty of this worldwide pandemic, including its cost and its impact on future funding, we all must do what we can to ensure that the budget dollars we do have are used for what is a priority. At the same time, we need to support each other. Currently, Franklin Public School nurses are working with the City Health Department. This weekend, each of them had about 20 people to call. Our food service employees are working to provide hundreds of lunches to the families of Franklin each week, and our police liaison officer is working full-time for the city. All of these costs are paid for by the school district, and they are not being charged to the city. Our priority is that the $90,000 levied to educate students be used to educate students. Taking $90,000 from the school district budget to pay the city will impact what we can do for students. In closing, I'd like to reiterate that the school district operates for the sole purpose of providing a high-quality education to the children of Franklin. I'm proud to share that our district ranks as one of the top 10% school districts in the state of Wisconsin. I believe because we are successful because as a community, we support the schools. As leaders of this community, I'm encouraging you to act upon the recommendation of the Public Facilities Needs Assessment and Impact Fee Study and add the Franklin Public Schools to the list of governmental entities that are exempt from impact fees retroactive to January 1st, 2017. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Madam Superintendent. Is there anyone else from the public wishing to speak on this matter? We have one other letter from the public to enter into the record. Mr. Rotzenberg.
Mr. Mayor, we've
actually,
also...
We have more than one. That's what my point was going to be.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Mr. Mayor, we did also receive some communication from Dana Gint, 9011 West Hawthorne. She says, I oppose the public schools paying impact fees and funding anything on tonight's agenda without a full analysis of spending necessities for this economic and health crisis. I believe if other citizens were able to participate in this so-called public meeting, they would voice similar concerns. The city's 2013-6934 resolution classifies public schools districts as institutional local government facilities and therefore should be exempt from impact fees. This classification has not changed. No additional buildings were added, no additional students were added. The city consultant report supports adopting an ordinance excluding public schools from impact fees.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I was just pointing out that there were other emails that went to the Alderman, one from Kelly Hirsch and one from you got the Dana one, and then there was one from Elizabeth Charlotte. Mostly they were concerned with holding the meeting when people couldn't attend.
Mr. Ryan?
Basil Ryan, candidate for mayor, speaking. What I wanted to comment is I believe, too, is that the school district sent out a notice to its residents, or I should say its families that have children in the school system. Obviously, the city sent out a notice, and I believe because of the epidemic that we have right now, is that that's why you don't have a whole lot of people here. And I think based from the emails, there'd be a lot more people that would be speaking here. But I have a couple comments that, first of all, I think this matter has been handled poorly. I think the school board should have been meeting with the Common Council, and that the two of you should have resolved this issue a long time ago. And it would have made more sense to air your differences there than to air them out in the public and divide the community as we are. Second of all, I'd like to point out is that people come to this community looking for a good school. And that's what draws families into here. If you put a division and you hamper that activity, you're not going to get people coming to this community. I believe also is that comments being made tonight, and this is what irritates me because it leads to the impression that you've had a meeting before this meeting. Mark, you as the treasurer for the mayor makes a comment that you say, I know the way the vote's going to go tonight. These people shouldn't be complaining. So I take that you already had worked out something and you're going to vote for or against the school or for the not having impact fees to the school. I didn't ask you the question I'm talking. You can do it on your time, not mine. As Paul's counting my time, I need to talk. The mayor also has made a comment during this here saying that he didn't believe that the school should be paying. Mr. Taylor obviously wants to take a shot at the school district, and I'm curious to see what it is later about mismanagement, I think he referred to, and things like that. This is ridiculous, gentlemen. If you have an issue, let's get it done. So I would ask Alderman Mayor, maybe he should make a motion that says if the vote is successful, then he doesn't need to carry on. If it's not, then he does. But I'm willing to bet that tonight all of this stuff would pass if you go to a vote. Because why? It's politics. The city doesn't need politics, and we don't need people catering to the public. That should have been done years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like pot calling the kettle.
Wow.
Wow.
Point of order.
Who's next?
I think Alderman Dandria.
Alderman Dandria.
You know, my comment was the public may be surprised at the outcome of the vote. Did not say or play my card of which direction I was going to go. But, Mr. Ryan, you also supported, you wanted the city to sit down with the board. You know, that's a question of open meetings law. So, thank you, Mr. Ryan.
Answer your question.
No, Mr. Ryan, not doing it. No, you're out of order, Mr. Ryan.
It's not the
you're
way
out of order, Mr. Ryan.
It's the hearing. Let him talk.
You're out of order, Mr. Ryan. Thank you very much. Any other member of the public wishing to speak?
It's a hearing. I want to hear it.
Any other member of the public wishing to speak? Okay. Alderman Taylor.
Are you closing the public hearing or not yet? Because I'd like to make a couple motions once you close the public hearing.
Well,
I do
agree with Mr. Ryan that I believe that the result would be good if we closed the public hearing. So with that, I'm going to close the public hearing in this matter. Is there a motion regarding this matter? Yeah. Is there? Alderman Taylor.
Yeah, I'd like to make two motions. The first one would be to take up item 1, 2, and 3 together. Which is the first one, motion to basically reset the park, library, law enforcement, municipal court facilities, transportation system facilities, fire protection, emergency medical services facility fees. I'd like to take that one with the Census Bureau CPI index, and then the one for fee reduction for support low-cost housing.
And I'll second that.
Mr. City Attorney.
What happens to the other motion?
Hold on. Mr. City Attorney.
And as stated in the Common Council action sheet, February, as it appears in the draft ordinance with regard...
Public hearing, not the ordinance. The ordinance is a separate item.
What's the motion?
Well, we're still in public hearing?
Yeah.
Public hearing is closed.
I just closed it.
Okay, so then are you calling the next...
Yeah, we still had a motion on the floor prior to the public hearing.
No, that failed.
That wasn't voted on, was it?
That failed.
I guess it was, never mind.
So...
I guess I jumped the gun at number one, right? Is that...
Because that would be number two, item two of the ordinance. G1.
Okay, we move to G1. Item G1.
Page 65.
Mayor, this is the item that I had a couple comments on.
Okay, just a minute. Alderman Wilhelm. We'll get to you.
Well, I want to make a motion.
Yes, because there is an issue here on page 69. Okay, we have closed the public hearing and moved to item G1, which is an ordinance to amend 92-9 of the Municipal Code, which is the impact fee study. So, Alderman Taylor.
So, Your Honor, I'm trying to basically lump in 1, 2, and 3 together, take that as a separate vote, and then we can have debate on that, those three items. I think there's pretty much agreement on moving forward on those. If there's a specific item, then that can be called out of that. But, and then we would take up item 4 separately, and then we can debate that as well.
And
Mr. Mayor.
And change the date.
So to Alderman Taylor's point, the draft ordinance in front of the alderman has section 8, which is the portion of the ordinance which addresses the exemption of schools. So if the council decided that they did not want to consider that this evening, they could amend that draft ordinance to exclude section 8, and then the issue of addressing public schools would be pulled out of that ordinance and left open until some future date.
Or taken up or added back in tonight.
Or you could take action on that item.
Yeah, it gets messy if we take it out and put it back in.
Well, I guess... Is there a second to the motion I made, Alderman D'Andrea? No, I mean...
It gets messy if we take it out and add it back.
You want to do them all four together?
I say do them all four at once.
All right, we can do all four at once. And I just want to speak on number four, I guess. So the school district...
For those playing along with the home game, section 8 of the ordinance on page 69... deals with the school district. I'm sorry, 69 is on our council packet. It is on page 2 of the action sheet, G1. Mr. City Attorney for the moment.
Could I have a point of clarification, please?
Sure.
The clarification is we are no longer under consideration of the citizens that wanted this delayed. We are moving forward with action. Is that correct?
That's correct. You've heard me say many times, if you got the order, take it. Mr. Taylor.
What does that mean?
If somebody's giving you an order, you take it and walk away. You don't argue with it. You don't delay it. You take the order. Mr. City Attorney.
It's not just...
7 years it was delayed.
What? If you're going to get your approval, why would you want to delay it? I just don't understand the two of you.
Well, I do. It's all politics.
It makes
Your Honor.
No sense to me.
No.
It makes Mr. City Attorney.
It's not just Section 8. It's also Section 2 and any references therein to the exemption of public schools. It's my understanding that if there's a motion to adopt the ordinance, it would only be applicable to the three categories stated by Alderman Taylor, and it would change the month of February to March to reflect the actual final study prepared by Rueckert and Mielke.
So,
but your motion wanted to do.
I want to take it. Listen, here's the deal. I have been pushing for the last 2 years to get this done. All right, the school district issue is peanuts compared to the impact fees that we're charging developers. The fact that we are so out of whack with all of our neighboring communities, which is hurting us. All right? It's cost this city money because of it. All right? That's a fact. This $90,000 is a drop in the bucket to what it's costing us overall. I just want to move on. And I've been pushing this a long time. And today is probably, unless there's some damn Supreme Court, we already had that, some federal judge comes in here and postpones our election, I'm done after this. I want to see this move. And that, if that means exempting the schools, that's fine. That's what I want to do, all right? But I want to also point out this. What frustrates me about the school district is they put a referendum forward to this community, all right? They put a project together. That project had to play by the rules at the time. The rules at the time said impact fees, you have to pay them.